Good morning, and we're so happy to be with you this morning.
各位早上好，我们今天能够跟大家在一起，非常高兴。
There are several reasons why.
有好几个原因。
One is, of course, that this is, again, we call the Lord's Day.
第一个原因就是今天还是主日。
And secondly, because it is a day that we remember in a very special way, since it is called Easter Sunday.
第二个原因是因为我们在这一天特别要纪念这个日子。这是一个什么日子呢？ 是复活节的主日。
Of course, for the Christian, every Sunday is a day of resurrection in memory of Jesus Christ coming back from the dead.
对基督徒来讲，每一个主日都是纪念主耶稣从主里复活的日子。But
this particular day is very special in all of Christendom.
但是这一天呢，对于基督教来讲，却是非常。
So we welcome you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And afterwards, there is going to be a baptism this morning. We invite you to stay for that testimony. Now this morning, we're going to talk about Metamorphosis.
今天早上我们要跟各位谈的题目叫蜕变。
And I'd like to read to you the idea set forth at the first of this message.
我们没有开始讲以前，我想要把今天信息的主题，那么用另外一种方式。
Munching, undulating green yellow skin drawn taunt splitting.
这是一首自由体的散文诗，主角就是吃东西的声音，主角，草绿色的皮肤不断的在这里起伏，到胀的。
Monstrous hairs bristling, gargantuan eyes rolling as unsatisfied as his caterpillar appetite.
那个古怪的毛在根根都竖立起来，那个可怕的圆圆的大眼睛，那么张的令人。 害怕，就像一个小毛虫，那个永远贪得无厌的那个胃口一样。Eating
sounds are ceasing. The drama is unfolding.
吃东西的声音已经停止了，这个故事开始。The
stages of larva pupa entombed chrysalis, incessant activity mummified. Awaiting end expected in the dark sarcophagus.
下面是讲到这个幼虫成卷成蛹这个过程。他说，卵、幼虫、蛹，它们都成为一个蛹的形状。那个不停的活动，现在已经像木乃伊一样的停止了。它们在石头的暗暗的棺木里面。 在等候，在期待。The
sun awakes, fragrance blooms, the cocoon then breaks.
旭日东升，花香扑鼻，茧开始绽破。No
worm-like creature now, moist wings expand to dry, iridescent against the sky.
现在不再是毛虫一样的，这个虫一样的。 受造之物了，湿湿的翅膀已经开始干燥，在天空里面发出彩虹色的那个颜色。No
groveling greedy sigh, transformed in resplendent glory fly.
在地上匍匐那种贪婪的叹息的声音没有了，已经改变为光辉的荣耀飞翔。
Once I had eyes for nothing else, my God, my stomach was.
我的心目当中有一度也不思念别的东西，我以我的主父作为我的神。
But Jesus Christ came and took my shame, wrapped chrysalis, ill fame.
但是基督耶稣降世，他承受了我的羞辱，拿走了我的荣。
3 days enough. God's love in judgment suspended.
三天就够了。神因为爱的缘故，他的审判就延缓。Raised
sun on high, God's butterfly, effulgent glory transcended.
高举他的儿子，就是神的蝴蝶，在光辉的
Fantastic changes observed in nature where one creature takes on another form, entirely different form, has been called metamorphosis.
在自然界有一个很奇妙的改变，这种改变呢，受造之物从一种形状取得另外一种绝对不同的形状。
An obvious example is the aquatic tadpole becoming the amphibian frog.
这种改变呢，我们称它为蜕变。最显著的例子就是水生的蝌蚪变成了两栖的青蛙。
I'd like you to consider another miracle, that of a worm-like creature becoming a butterfly.
我愿意各位一同来思想另外一个神迹，就是幼虫
Of course, a caterpillar is not truly a worm.
当然，这个幼虫啊，我们不能够认为它是真正的虫。But
it has some of the appearances of a worm-like creature.
但是它的外表却有虫的形象。It
has a voracious appetite.
它有那个永远不能够厌足的胃口。Often
a caterpillar will strip the entire foliage of a tree.
这些幼虫啊，毛虫啊，常常把一棵树的叶子吃得干干净净。And
then they go into the pupa stage.
然后幼虫就进入了蛹的阶段。Strange
things happen inside of the cocoon.
在茧里面发生奇妙的变化。The
worm-like caterpillar actually liquefies.
那个虫一样的小毛虫啊，开始液化变成水。
And then from the jelly-like substance emerges an entirely new, different creature.
然后从一个肉冻样的那个状态的物质啊，就变成了完全不同的新的一种受造之物。It's
no longer destined to just crawl.
它不再
It has been transformed into a beautiful butterfly.
它改变为美丽的蝴蝶。
There are over 20,000 species of butterflies in the world.
世界上的蝴蝶有2万多种。
And some of the most beautiful ones are found in tropical climates like Taiwan itself.
其中有一些最美丽的在台湾可以找得到。
Some actually migrate across thousands of miles of ocean.
有些蝴蝶，它们可以飞越海洋千千万万里数。
Others live very close to home.
那么有一些呢，就停留在它们出长的地方。
Many of them have protective coloring.
它们有保护色。
They actually blend with the natural surroundings from which you cannot distinguish them.
他们跟附近的环境配合，取了同样的颜色，使你几乎没有办法辨认。
Some of them have large wings, wingspread of 4 inches or more.
有些蝴蝶，他们的翅膀长到四英寸以上。
Their iridescent colors are so beautiful that many jewelers use some of their wings to manufacture decorative jewelry.
它们的翅膀是彩虹色的, 所以有一些珠宝商就用来作为香龛, 珠宝的东西。
Butterflies have a keen sense of smell, and they're attracted by the flowers and by fruit trees.
蝴蝶的嗅觉特别灵敏, 它们对于花, 对于果树特别爱好。
As they busy themselves flying about the flowers, they inadvertently become the means by which cross-pollination takes place.
他们在盛开的百花当中翱翔，以至于就成了插花授粉的月下老人。
Well, today is a very special day.
今天是一个很特别的日子。
And as we have already welcomed you, we want to mention this in a special way because of this being Easter Sunday.
我们已经给大家表示过欢迎的意思，因为今天是复活节。
Resurrection really is the basic truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
复活是神的福音里面，耶稣基督的福音里面最基本的真理。
And resurrection is true spiritual metamorphosis.
复活也是真的属灵的蜕变。
Now the Word of God tells us that if there was no resurrection, and if Jesus Christ is not raised from the dead, then our faith is vain and we are lost in our sins.
神的话告诉我们，耶稣基督如果没有复活，那么我们的信就是徒然的，我们就仍然还在罪里面。
If Jesus Christ did not truly come out of death, then we must face these two conclusions.
假如耶稣基督没有从死里复活，那么我们就会面对下面两个问题。
The first question and the first conclusion is that believing in Jesus Christ has been a total waste and we have been duped.
那么第一个结论也是第一个问题，就是耶稣基督如果没有从死里复活，那么我们所相信的都是徒然的。
And the second conclusion is that we would still be faced with our most difficult problem, the problem of sin.
第二个结论就是如果耶稣没有从死里复活，我们仍然要面对一个人类最没有办法解决的问题，那就是罪的问题。
And so the Word of God tells us that if Christ did not come back from the dead, we would still be lost in our sins.
所以 神的话告诉我们，耶稣基督如果没有从死里复活，那么我们仍然还在这里。If
Christ had only died a martyr's death and without his promise of resurrection being fulfilled, we would still be hopeless.
假如耶稣死只是一个殉道者的死，而没有应验他说他要复活的那个应许，那么我们 仍然是没有指望的,
and we'd be without God,
我们没有神,
and we'd be without hope in this world,
我们在这个世界上面毫无希望,
and we'd still have to face our greatest enemy, that is death.
我们仍然要面对我们最大的一个敌人，就是死亡.
But friends, I'm so glad this morning that Jesus Christ kept his promise.
但是各位亲爱的朋友，我今天早上 这样欢喜这样快乐，因为耶稣基督守信不渝，他遵守了他的诺言。
He said, after 3 days, I'll come back from the dead to prove that I am the Son of God.
他说，三天以后，我要从死里复活，用这件事来证明我是神的儿子。
And he proved that he overcame the very last enemy of all, death itself.
他证明了他已经胜过那个最后的 也是最大的敌人，就是死。
Now he came back from the dead and he appeared in a new kind or a different kind of a body.
那么他从死里复活以后，就以一个新的身体出现。
It's called the resurrection body.
那就是我们所称的复活的身体。
And in 1 Corinthians 15:42 to 44, we read about that body.
在哥林多前书第15章42节到44节。 复活的身体。
So it is the resurrection of the dead.
死人复活也是这样。
It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption.
所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。
It is sown in dishonor, it is raised up in glory.
所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。
It's sown in weakness, it's raised up in power.
所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
It's sowed in a natural body, it's raised in a spiritual body.
所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
So I see in nature's life cycle of the butterfly, the illustration, a beautiful illustration of this spiritual truth that we're talking about this morning.
所以我从这个蝴蝶这个蜕变这个自然的现象里面就看到我们复活人这个血气的身体变成灵性的身体这个真理。
This transformation of a groveling, a greedy little worm into a gentle, beautiful butterfly is an arresting example of this very truth.
这个从一个在地上爬的贪得无厌的小虫变成一个温柔的美丽的蝴蝶是最显著的改变的一个例子。
Now 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50 says this.
在哥林多前书第十五章第五十节这样讲。
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国。
And neither does corruption inherit incorruption.
必朽坏的不能承受。
Verse 49 says, As we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
同一章四十九节说，我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
Dear friends, this biblical passage is talking about spiritual metamorphosis.
各位亲爱的朋友，这一段话讲的就是属灵的蜕变。
It is just as real and just as transforming as the one that we see in nature when a caterpillar changes into a butterfly.
这段话跟蝴蝶从幼虫蜕变变成蝴蝶那个故事啊一样的真实可靠。
So let's consider this comparison.
所以我们可以来思想一下这两种比较。
God looked down from heaven upon man.
神从天上垂看世人。
He saw man in his natural state and he declared that all men were greedy and selfish.
他看人那个本体那个自然的属性，他就宣称了人都是有贪心的。
The fallen nature of man is basically selfish.
人的天性就是自私的。
Look at the newspaper today, and this will prove God's statement about the nature of man.
你们只要打开今天的报纸，就会证明神的话是真实的。
Men are fighting internationally as well as domestically.
人在国际间征战不休，在国内也征战不休。
They're voraciously trying to satisfy their unsatiable appetites.
他们贪得无厌的想要满足他们永远填不满的欲谷。
We were lost in our own selfishness.
我们在我们自己的自私里面迷失了。
In times past, we were eating and being eaten.
在过去的时日里面，我们不是在吃就是被吃。
Formerly, we had no hope of any change.
过去我们没有改变的希望。
We were just like that worm, with no prospect for another life.
我们就像没有另外一种希望变成另外没有希望变成另外一种生命的虫一样。
Then God decided to offer a way in which we could be transformed.
神就决定了要给我们预备另外一个方法，让我们可以改变。
It is possible for us then to to have a new nature if we accept God's plan.
如果我们接受神的计划，然后我们就要能够得到一个新的属性啊，就可能了。
He sent His only begotten Son into the world.
他差遣他独生的儿子降到这个世上来。
The Lord Jesus Christ then came and took upon Himself our own nature.
耶稣基督来了，就承担了把我们所有的那个都归到他的身上。
But He did not participate in any way in our own sin.
但是他在我们的罪里面。在哪一方面都无份。
He was the sinless man.
他是无罪的人。
He never got angry.
他从来没有发过脾气。
He never told a lie.
他从来没有说过谎。
He never spoke an untrue or an unkind thing.
他从来没有讲过一句不实在的或者不温和的话。
He was tempted and tested to become selfish.
他受过试探，也受过试炼。要他自私。
But he never failed in one single temptation.
但是在每一个试探里面他都胜过了，没有失败。
He came to pay the price to transform us.
他来是为了要付让我们改变的代价。
The wages, the penalty for our sin was death.
罪的工价，我们犯罪的结局就是死。
And Jesus Christ was willing and voluntarily offered to pay that penalty.
耶稣基督心甘情愿的，他自愿的替我们付出这笔代价。
He went to death for you and for me.
他为你为我死了。
He took our place.
他代替了我们的地位。
While he hung on the cross, it was said of him that he exclaimed the following thing.
当他被挂在十字架上的时候，圣经上有形容他的话这样说。
In Psalm 22, we read that he said, "I am a worm and no man."
在诗篇第二十二篇第六节那个地方告诉我们说，他喊着说，我是虫，不是人。
He was despised and rejected by all.
他被世人所轻看，被世人所弃绝。
Now in Philippians 3:19, we read what we were like and why we despised Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书第三章第十九节，我们看到我们的光景，也看到我们为什么要轻看耶稣基督。
Before we became Christians, we were like this.
在我们没有成为基督徒以前，我们是这样一个光景。
Our ultimate goal and destination apart from Christ's intervention was absolute destruction.
我们的结局，假如没有耶稣基督介入的话，就是沉沦。
Our God was our own appetite.
我们的神就是我们的胃口，我们的赌徒。
We used to take pride in our own shame.
我们以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
People run about in their naked shame today and act proud of their streaking.
今天有很多人，他们赤身露体的在奔跑，反而以这种裸奔为荣耀。
Our minds were set on earthly things and on this earth system.
我们的心以世界和地上的事为念。
But I want to tell you this morning about that first resurrection Easter morning.
但是我今天愿意告诉各位那个第一个复活的早晨的故事。
And the thing that happened on that Easter morning is the thing that makes it possible for us to be changed.
那天早上所发生的事就是能够使我们改变的事。
We can have a new destiny.
我们可以有一个新的结局。
The word of God promises that our citizenship can be in heaven.
神的话应许我们说我们是天上的国民。
And it's from heaven that we wait for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们在等候耶稣基督从天上。
And the promise is that when he comes, he's going to change these bodies of humiliation to be like his own resurrection body.
神的话应许我们说，他要将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
What was and what is the resurrection of body of Jesus Christ like?
耶稣基督 复活的身体是一个什么样子？
Well, you remember that it was the same body that he had when he hung on the cross.
你们会记得他的身体跟他挂在十字架上那个身体是一样的。
But some changes must have taken place.
但是
The word of God gives us this very special promise.
然后神的话给我们一种特别的应许。
If any man goes through this spiritual metamorphosis, he becomes a new creature.
任何人，凡是他经过这种属灵的蜕变的，他就有一个，他就变成了一个新造的人。
Old things pass away.
旧事已过。
And all things become new and different.
都变成新的，不同的了。
Dear friends, we cannot do anything to deserve this miracle.
各位亲爱的朋友，我们没有办法做任何一件事来承受这种神迹。
We can't pay for it with money.
我们不能够为这件事付代价。
We cannot deserve it by our good works.
我们也不能靠我们的好行为来得到这种神迹。
But we have to receive it gratefully as a wonderful gift from God.
但是我们必须要把这个当作神的恩赐，神的礼物来接受，白白的接受。
And all that we can do is gratefully receive God's grace and free gift.
我们能够做的就是感谢着领受神的恩赐。
Believe and receive this gracious, beautiful provision that God has for you.
相信并且接受神为你所准备的这美好的东西。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved from your groveling, greedy existence.
相信耶稣基督，你就不必在地上那样子俯伏着，那样子有贪心的存在。
And the Spirit of God can, by His marvelous power, transform you into a beautiful new kind of creature.
神的灵靠着他奇妙的能力可以把你改变成一个新的美丽的受造之物。
Now this morning, dear friends, we're going to witness Christian baptism in a few minutes.
各位亲爱的朋友，今天早上我们等一会儿就要来有一个受浸聚会。
There are a number of brothers and sisters who asked to participate in this Christian testimony.
那有一些弟兄姊妹他们要求要参加这个基督徒的见证。
For some of you, it may be the first time that you will have witnessed this Christian ceremony.
对我们中间有一些人，也许这种受浸的经历是你们第一次看到的。
So I'd like to try and explain to you what it really means.
所以我愿意跟大家解释一下这个受洗的意义。
The first thing it does not mean is that you do not become a Christian by being baptized.
第一个我们要告诉各位的就是受洗并不表示你接着受洗就变成了一个基督徒。
Those that will be baptized this morning have already become Christians.
今天早上要受洗的这些人已经是基督徒了。
They have already put their trust in Jesus Christ.
他们已经相信了耶稣基督。
They have already experienced this beautiful metamorphosis and they are enjoying spiritual life.
他们已经经历过这种奇妙的属灵的蜕变，他们有了属灵生活的经历。
They're not going into the water that they might become Christians.
他们不是为了他们下水不是为了要变成基督徒。
But they're going into the water because they want to bear testimony to the world that something already transforming has happened in their hearts and lives.
那么他们所以下水是要向这个世界做见证，在他们身上已经有了改变，发生了一种改变的事。
And they want their friends to know.
还有他们希望他们的朋友知道。
And they want their family to know.
他们希望他们的家人知道。
And they want to bear testimony, to the rest of the Christian community. They want us all to know.
他们要向所有的基督徒做见证，让我们了解
Now the word of God says that just as Christ was buried and then raised by the power of God, so we too are to participate in this kind of a testimony.
神的话告诉我们，我们就像耶稣基督受死、被埋葬又复活一样，我们也必如此。
And so when we go down into the water, we identify ourselves in the death and burial of Jesus Christ.
所以我们这样做，就是表示我们跟他一同埋葬，跟他一同复活。
And when we come out of the water, it is a testimony to the resurrection power of God in our own lives.
I'd
like to use a little illustration. When you have a newborn baby in your family, you are supposed to register that baby with the government.
你家里如果有出生的婴孩，你要向政府办理登记手续。
And the government writes the baby's name down and eventually issues or gives you an identification card for that baby.
政府要把这个小孩子的名字登录起来，然后给你一个文件，我们叫它做出生纸，让这个出生纸来证明你的小孩子已经出生了。
It doesn't give you that ID card in order that you might have a baby.
他给你的这种出生纸不是让你可以生一个小孩,
but it's identification and proof that you already have that baby.
而是一种证明，证明你已经生了一个小孩。
And so this morning, this testimony is a means of identification of something that already has happened in the past.
所以今天早上我们这个受浸的聚会, 这是一个证明，一个见证，见证有一些事已经发生了。
In the past, we were greedy creatures.
在过去，我们是贪得无厌的受造之物。We
were very selfish and only cared for our own things.
我们很自私，只以自己的事情为念。But
we heard about the Lord of resurrection power.
但是我们听到了主耶稣复活的大能。We
received Jesus Christ to be our Lord and our Savior.
我们接受了耶稣基督做我们个人的救主以及我们个人的主。And
he forgave us our sins.
他赦免了我们的罪。And
he gave us eternal life.
他给我们永生。And
he put a new nature in our lives.
他给我们这个新的生命里面有一个新的灵性，新的属性。And
he gave us the peace and joy of heaven itself.
他给了我们一种属天的
And we no longer live for ourselves,
我们不再为自己活,
but we live for Christ Himself.
我们为耶稣基督而活,
He's our hope.
他是我们的希望,
He's our Lord.
他是我们的主,
He's our King.
他是我们的王,
and He's coming again.
他要再来,
and we wait for Him.
我们在等候他,
and we bear testimony to His grace and His love by baptism.
我们藉着受洗来见证他的恩典,
It means we belong to the family of God.
这个意思我们就是说我们已经属于神的家了。Means
that we've already participated in spiritual metamorphosis.
那个意思就是我们已经有了属灵的蜕变。Dear
friends, some of you can be changed this morning by the power of God.
各位亲爱的朋友，在我们中间有些人今天早上就可以被神的大能，神的
You can have your destiny altered and changed. You can make a choice for Jesus Christ. We invite you this morning to carefully consider the claims that Jesus Christ has on your life and your soul. You do not know if you will have another chance.
你不晓得你会还，我们不晓得还有没有另外的机会。我跟你讲啊，上个礼拜天呢，有一位朋友从外面进去听福音呢，他来第一次来，以前没有来过，他听差不多半个小时，姜还没有完，忽然间他发现很痛很痛，肚子非常痛。
所以他出来走到医院去,
我们站完那一天，下个礼拜天有打电话给我，接一个电话，我到医院去看他。这个人啊，我跟你讲啊，还没有决定耶稣是他的救主，还没有欢迎耶稣做他的个人的主。那个人啊，不久以前死了。Which one of you can say, I will be around tomorrow, I'll take my time and make my choice at a later, more convenient date?
各位，我们中间有哪一位有这样的把握，说我可以在明天如何如何，我可以慢慢的来，在以后找机会再信耶稣呢？
We invite you this morning to make your decision for Jesus Christ right now.
我们邀请各位现在就为耶稣基督做这样一个决定。
The Lord of Resurrection can reach down and save you right where you are at this moment.
这位复活的主，他现在就可以来拯救你。